Hi, this is Anna, and this lesson is on week number 6 for Soul Body Bliss on self-massage, or Abhyanga, as we call it in Ayurveda. And Abhyanga is a practice of using oil to massage yourself. And this practice has really, really deep roots in Ayurveda. It's a deeply nourishing and healing practice when done just on the regular, on your own, and then also when done with a practitioner in more of a therapeutic environment. And what it is, when we use oil on the body, in Ayurveda we call that oleation. And oleation is essentially just using any sort of fatty substance, such as oil, ghee, even marrow, and oleating the tissues of the body. So it can oleate the skin, we can oleate the nose, and you can use oil in the mouth. Like, there's a gazillion different ways to practice oleation. And the term in Sanskrit for oleation is called snehana. And snehana is also translated as love. So using oil to nourish and strengthen and soothe and cleanse and heal the body is, in essence, very similar to using love to heal and strengthen and nourish the body and the mind and the spirit and the emotions. And I think that's so beautiful. It's just, to me, such a one of those little keys into how practicing and living Ayurveda can really shift your perspective and the ways that you approach how you take care of yourself and how you see the world. And so that, to me, is just a lot about what this practice is. It's a deep ritual of self-love. It's really deeply caring for yourself and nurturing yourself and supporting yourself to release things or to strengthen your body, your mind, your emotions, your skin, your nervous system on an applicable daily basis. And so Abhyanga self-massage is a practice of self-love, of nurturance. And it's something that is so key and vital and important to our health, to our well-being. For anyone that experiences a lot of criticism, of self-judgment, self-doubt, anything like that, this practice is something that you'll want to bring into your repertoire right away, on a really regular basis. It's also really good for anyone that has high vata, which tends to be a lot of people that I work with and a lot of people in society in general. And high vata is seen with experiences of just having maybe a little bit of nervousness or anxiety or fear, doubt. High vata tends to go and look into the future instead of being present. It can manifest in as ADHD or ADD, when you're not able to stay focused or stay grounded in the present as much, or feel as grounded and rooted into your lower chakras and into your body. For insomnia, this is an incredible, incredible practice. And even for those that have high pitta, that can tend toward, leads towards a little bit edginess, irritability, that criticism or judgment, feeling a little bit sharp in the tongue, you know, quick to offer an opinion or speak your mind in a sharp kind of way. So this really helps to soothe and soften and relax into the present moment. And then for kaphas, this practice can be better for it to be more rigorous. And we'll talk about the ways, the ins and outs of how to customize it for your own personal needs with the magic and the powers of Ayurveda. So ideally you want to do it every day, and if you can't do it every day, you just start small, like we use that Kaizen approach, and then maybe once a week or every so often you go into a deeper, richer practice. For myself, I do full body massage every single day, and it's just something that takes, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, and then something that I can go deeper into on maybe like a Sunday evening. And what this does when you're using oil, you're taking those properties of the oil. It's so, the oil is very nurturing, it's grounding, it's soothing, it's strengthening. And you're rubbing that onto your skin. And that's being absorbed by your skin all seven layers of your skin and then into the other deeper tissues of your body, into your bones and your muscles and your bloodstream, your lymph, everything is affected by it. And so just like we put food into our mouth and our intestines, our stomach, everything absorbs that when we put what we're eating. The same thing is when you're putting something on your skin. You're consuming what you're placing on this massive organ. That being said, this is why it's really key not to use lotion. Lotion is, as tantalizing as it might be, lotion is filled with chemicals. And if you would consider taking a spoonful of lotion into your mouth, you're like, no. Like, you wouldn't ever want to actually consume the lotion. So in that sense, you wouldn't want to put the lotion on your skin, which your body is going to essentially consume anyways. So we use oils that are natural, unrefined, wholesome, high quality, high grade, organic. And that's what we're putting into our system. So this is not only preventing the toxins from being brought into our system, but oil actually even acts as a lubricant. It's kind of like a soap in a way that helps your body to detox and move toxins out of the body. So it's like a double whammy kind of win. So what you're doing then when you're rubbing this oil into your skin and you're absorbing it deep into the layers, number one, it's going to be really moisturizing for the skin. So if you tend to have dry skin, switching to oil is going to be amazing. I was addicted to lotion for years. Like, I couldn't go without having lotion after a shower or I would get really dry and itchy. And when I switched to oil, it took a few weeks really for the oil to be deeply absorbed by my body. But now I actually have amazingly soft, amazingly supple skin without, and I'm able to skip a massage if need be. I enjoy it, so I don't skip it, but my body's never been this deeply moisturized without using oil. So you're going to moisturize your skin. You're going to moisturize your bones. And this, I can share a story with this about that one of my teachers shared with me. He was a practitioner, a doctor in India, and he had a patient that did Abhyanga oil massage for years and with sesame oil. And sesame oil is really high in calcium. And so that oil, that calcium, is absorbed straight into the skin, into the bloodstream, and into the bones. And then it also brings that level of moisturization and strength and suppleness to the bones. And this person had a client that was in the bathroom on an all tile floor, and they were about, 75 or 80, and they slipped and fell. And what could have been a really brutal crisis for someone when they're that old, bones can tend to get really dry and brittle, and it's on falling on like a hard surface like tile, it's like boom, so easy to break a hip or crack a bone or fracture something. But this person didn't. They practiced Abhyanga and their bones were soft and supple. They were okay. And so I think that just speaks to the power of this. For anyone that's considered wants to age gracefully and is concerned about osteoporosis or having weak bones, Abhyanga, sesame oil, it's so helpful. It's so powerful. The other part about this is when you're connecting with your skin and yourself, you're touching yourself, you're connecting to your nervous system. In your nervous system, all of your nerve endings, all of the subtle endings happen on that layer of the skin. And so when you're bringing your hand to your skin and touching yourself, you're essentially massaging and soothing your nerves and your nervous system. And then you add the oil and you're soothing and strengthening the nervous system with the qualities of the oil. And so this is just a beautiful practice for relieving tension and stress, for letting go of the worries, of those fears and doubts, and buffering the nervous system. By absorbing those oils, you're taking in again that essence of the oil, and so you're strengthening your nerves and your nervous system to really become stronger for yourself in the future. So It's calming, it's soothing, it's relieving, it's strengthening. And then it also helps us connect to that, our emotional body, our mananamaya kosha. So we have our physical body that's being strengthened and soothed and cleansed with the oils. We're connecting into our energy body, and we can move deeper into the marma points and the chakras. So if you have questions about that, ask me during our live call. And so that's in our pranamaya kosha, our energy body, and then our emotional body, which when we connect with our nervous system and our mind, and we can really give ourselves space to be with and relieve anything that we're holding on to, or allow ourselves that time to feel things more deeply. It's really just a beautiful time to slow down and connect with yourself and be present with what's happening and what's going on. And that's what is such a beautiful practice as well for Pitta type personalities, or anyone who feels super focused and mental and very goal oriented a majority of the time. This can be an opportunity to really move out of your head and move deeper into your body and deeper into your sensuality and just your sense of being with yourself, your sense of touch, your sense of smell, your sense of observation. And so as a whole as well, this practice is really, really great for building ojas. And as I've mentioned before, ojas is that sweet nectar. It's the subtle essence that's produced from the seven tissues of the body. And it's like the creme de la creme that rises to the top. And ojas is that gel which holds consciousness. It's the container of consciousness within our being. And ojas is also our immunity. So when you practice this slowing down, massaging, strengthening yourself with this oil, you're strengthening your immune system. And you're strengthening also that protective barrier over your skin, which skin is meant to be our number one barrier from how we interact with the outside world. So how to practice Abhyanga? What you want to do is you can choose a time that's convenient and available to you to give yourself a massage every day. And so that might be before or after your shower. It might be in the morning. It might be in the evening before bed. Wherever you can fit it in, that's going to be doable on a regular basis. I personally prefer it after the shower. When you're in the hot water of the shower, it helps to open and soften the pores, so it helps to absorb the oil deeper. If you tend towards really dry skin, you might want to do it before you shower, and that can help protect your skin from the hot water, from getting too dehydrated. And if you just want to do it at your bedside or something like that before you go to sleep at night, or in the morning to kind of help wake yourself up and feeling invigorated, like whatever works for you, you just do what's best for you. If you choose to do it in the bathroom, you want to be mindful of your drains because you don't want to get oil in the drains, especially if you're using coconut oil, especially in older houses, because the oil will clog the drains. So keep that in mind. And then also be mindful of your fabrics. So if you're using a towel to sit on, or a towel if you'd like to wipe off the excess oil before you get dressed, just designate certain towels that you're okay to get oil on. They'll get kind of spotty and they can kind of change in color. And then secondly, you want to make sure that anything that has a lot of oil on it doesn't go in your dryer because it actually becomes flammable. So just hang dry those things. And then if you want to be aware that if you do Abhyanga at night before you go to bed, it might get onto your sheets. So you might just use your sheets that you are okay with having some oil smears on them, or your pajamas. And then same thing, if you're going to practice in the morning, if you want to be mindful of not getting oil on your clothes. So in that sense, you might use a little wash dish rag or something like that to wipe off the excess oil, or just use it a little bit more sparingly. That being said, you want to make sure that you're in a warm, clean, and comfortable environment, and you don't feel rushed, and you can just relax and enjoy the practice. So if you're in your bathroom, you can sit on the edge of the bathtub or on your toilet, or you can just lay down a towel onto your clean floor. where you could sit in a sunny window or in front of your fireplace or wood stove or space heater in the winter, or just whatever is good for you. To do the massage, you can start with the left side of your body if you want to connect with your feminine energy first, or on the right side of your body if you want to connect with more of your masculine energy. And you can practice going from your feet up your body to the crown of your head, and that can be good for just making the practice more invigorating and energizing, which is good for kapha people. Or you can practice from the crown of your head down towards your feet, which is more grounding for vata types. And if you're detoxing or doing a cleanse, you can practice moving from their extremities, like from your hands, up your arms to your shoulders, towards your abdomen, and then practice with your moving things from your digestive system down and out. Ideally, you just want to be very conscious of your touch and even set an intention before you begin. So that intention can be to be present, loving, mindful, accepting, compassionate, whatever it is for you that you think would be most beneficial. And then you just want to be mindful with your touch and very present with the process. And as you're moving over your joints, you can use circular motions in both directions. And then with your limbs, with your arms and your legs and over those longer bones, you use long, even strokes. For vata types, you want to go really slow and use a lot of downward movements to help ground down that energy and relax and ease the vata mind. So everything will be moving in that grounding downward motion. For vata skin, or during the vata type of year, which is fall and winter, sesame oil is the best. It's the most moisturizing, it's the thickest, has the greatest viscosity. And so anyone with a dry, really dry skin, you want to go with sesame oil. It's the best recommendation. For pitta body types or mental emotional types, it's good to just practice going really slow and easy and practice staying present and connecting to how you feel rather than being in a hurry or being stuck in your head. So really relax into the practice and let go of any tension or stress and feel into the easefulness. And remember that it's not about accomplishing the task, but more about just enjoying the process and the experience. The best oil for pitta skin or during the pitta time of year, which is summer, would be coconut oil. Coconut oil is the most cooling and it's a little bit more light. So if you tend to have even maybe almost oily skin or you don't have dryness very often, coconut oil would be your best choice. For kapha, you can use more upward strokes and more vigorous movements to really wake up the body and the senses and help move your lymph. So that will be really cleansing to help invigorate and move the lymph and clear the excess lymph or water edema out of the body and the system. Kapha types can even skip oil if they want and use just hands or a dry brush or dry exfoliating gloves instead of oil. Udvartana is another Ayurvedic therapy that uses herbal powders with a really vigorous massage to help move and clear out heavy kapha energy or liquid in the body. And so that's another option as well, something that you could do for yourself just once a week or every couple of weeks or once a month. And it's just dried herbal powders. You can just use triphala powder, which is really cleansing for the body, and just vigorously rub the powder over your skin and then rinse off. If you do have kapha type tendencies, you could also try almond or apricot kernel oil for kapha. So just remember that you're being mindful and you're very aware during the practice to receive those benefits. And it's not about rushing through it as if it's just another activity to get done and move on to the next thing, but really connecting deeply into an intention to truly love yourself as you are and be with yourself in your full nature. If you tend to be judgmental or critical, this daily practice will really help you nurture more of that self-love and compassion. And if you're feeling resistance or adverse to self-touch, then that's okay. Then it might just be a slow process of of feeling into how you want to approach it and starting small. So you could start with your hands. You could start with your feet. Starting with your feet is a really good method too for anyone that is busy and they can't take on entirely new practice. But it's really relaxing for the evening time and to support insomnia and just deeper sleep. So just doing a 5-minute foot massage with a little bit of oil, or even in no oil. And that can be another approach of just starting small with without oil and using, maybe if you're already using lotion, start massaging but with lotion and then make the shift towards oil when you're ready. All right, that's the basis for Abhyanga, self-massage, and remember Snehana. It also means love.